Yeah.
Deke DeLoach called me just a minute ago and said that Howard Cannon had called the FBI there in Nevada, in Las Vegas, who in turn called DeLoach and claiming that Cannon said for you that you told him to get the FBI to help him protect those votes and to help him count the votes and to stand by circuit court judge as the votes were counted. And DeLoach said that this is something the FBI has never in its history done, and he wanted to check it out to see what validity it was, because he thought there would be some serious repercussions.
Number one, I'd call Cannon and ask him what he told the guy. That sounds like, to me, it would be a kind of an old woman's gossip. It's a kernel of truth that is greatly exaggerated, which I seem to find consistently a thread in FBI's operations. I talked to Cannon tonight. He has a majority of 169. I told him to be very careful to not sacrifice any legal right he had, and that if there's any intimidation or any fraud involved, to notify the FBI so that any federal law involved, they could investigate the facts. That's about word for word about what I said to him. I would think that's what he said to the other fella. I think the other fella may have interpreted this along the line Deke tells you. We don't want them to break any tradition, do anything improper, involve themselves politically for a Democrat or for a Republican. We do want them to be aware of any federal statute that may be violated, be alert to it, and be prepared to inquire to determine if it is, if they have any basis for believing it. Cannon is leading, and he's certified, he's got his votes, but if somebody tries to intimidate him or steal him, as they have been, all over Mississippi and all over Alabama, all over Louisiana, every federal law in the books being violated and people not being brought to justice. And Texas. Yesterday in Texas, they put in every Negro's home, and if you go vote and you've had a traffic violation, you go to jail on it. Or if you've ever had a speeding ticket, or if you've ever had a parking ticket, or if you've ever been late to work or stuff. Did you see one of those? Well, it's just unthinkable. Well, the district attorney asked the FBI to investigate. And he gets, I don't guess, gets much of a report back. The election's over with. But I don't want to lose a senatorship because we're not alert. So I would tell Deke, number one, that I just told Cannon, and talking to Cannon about his certification, that if there's any indication at any time of any federal violation, to ask the FBI to alert them to it and to investigate it. So we don't ask them to take any side in anything, do anything that they've never done before, do anything that's not proper, but to do that. And there's no question of what they have done it before, because they were in Texas investigating me in the primary in 1948, in a primary, not a general election, not a federal election, not a course seat involving United States Senator, but just a candidate.
Let me call Cannon.
How do you follow me?
Okay.
So there's a good deal of difference between the beginning of a story and the end of the story. Now, Cannon may be a desperate man, and being 135 ahead, may be wanting to use all the power and weight he's got. And we want him to use all of it, and we want to help him any way we can, consistent with the law, and in accordance with the law. But we don't want to be in a position of saying that we're going to use anybody to do anything that's political and that's improper.
fine. Got that.
And if the implication of his comment is that we have authorized Cannon to do that, then it's wrong.
Well, he's only claiming that Cannon claimed that we've authorized.
Well, the Cannon claimed we've authorized what?
The participation of FBI agents to stand beside the circuit court judges of the vote count.
I've never heard of the circuit court judges or the counting of the votes. I don't know anything about that. I don't know any reason, though, why, if there's any question of violation of federal law, why they shouldn't be available to follow the law. And if it benefits a Republican, why, it benefits him. If it benefits a Democrat, it benefits him. I think it's where FBI is involved. And I think it's a matter that we ought to talk to the Attorney General about after you talk to Cannon. Because we ought to go direct with them and tell Deke that. But I think that we don't want them to break any tradition of theirs, but it seems to me any time there's any question of the violation of federal law, you have to have the facts. And they are the factual agency of the government.
All right. Let me check with Cannon.
What else do you know?
No, that's all, really.
Bob, you're up mighty late.
Well, I really wasn't up, but he called. I figured I better check on this right quick.
Yeah.
If there's anything we can do, we also got to do it tonight, probably.
Well, he told me he was certified and had these 135 votes. And they didn't have anything.
All right. If there's any problem, I'll call you back.
All right. Looks like we did pretty well in the Congress, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Last I heard, it was 38 new House seats. O'Brien was very pleased. I talked to him about it. Some things look better in reality than it is in practice, and on paper. I think some of these guys are very good guys. And it looks good for Medicare and for poverty and for changing any rules you want to change in the House. I was very pleased about it. 68 senators.
You ought to explore with them what we ought to really do about those House rules without doing something revolutionary. We ought to have some kind of a procedure, the 21-day rule or 2-week rule or some kind of a rule where a president can get his bill up.
Right.
Howard Smith can't stop him. And we ought to find out how to do that while we got him. With the South, as I recall it, the South has about 100 votes, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And Charlie Halleck has about, 135 now?
138 now.
So that's 240, you see. There's, so we can break into that South enough while we can do it.
You see, some of the Republican people left with Halleck are very liberal people.
Yeah.
Like Nancy and the Democrats. They'll help us on key things, I think, on this changing.
Well, you ought to get word to Lindsay that I refuse to ride in through that district and refuse to oppose him on account of his helping us on, what did he help us on, poverty?
Poverty.
Well, you ought to get him word that way in a nice way that we cut our schedule there because we didn't want to come through his district.
All right.
Because that did happen, you know.
I knew you didn't go through that district.
Huh?
Go through that.
Well, French wanted to ride with me, you see, and they won't do it, and I didn't want to hit him because I thought he'd helped us.
That's right. Okay.
And Hubert's here with me. I haven't got anything to him, have you?
No, just tell him I'm proud of him.
Okay.